Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Shout outs to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. You could be in Vegas with me. Maybe you're gambling your money away. Maybe you're gambling your life away. Maybe you buying things you got no business buying. Anyway, I'm here in the studio. I can't get in trouble in here. And I'll be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every single weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen all over North America on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can lock in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Sirius XM Channel 158. That's how I do it when I'm in my car. Or if you got a smart speaker, all you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to all the folks checking me out here. I just decided to pop on a little bit of Instagram Live. What's up, folks? How are y'all? I'm talking to people on the radio. I'm talking to people on Instagram. I'm just talking to people. That's what I do for a living, is just talk to people. And so thank you very much. You can find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. It's Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram. I'm all over the damn place. And if you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, we paid our bills. The phone number works. I didn't pay the bill. They pay me, but they also pay this bill. The phone line, the phone number, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We've done a lot of talking about the shift in coaching here in football. Pete Carroll is gone. Nick Saban is gone. Bill Belichick, he got the boot early this morning. And nothing lasts forever. And we've talked about that. And nobody is sticking around all the damn time. A big shout out to Ryan Hickey for holding it down for us in New York City. And so we got so much more to do over the next couple of hours. Thank you so much to Armando Salguero for joining. You never know what will take place in that regard. And so we got more to do. I do want to spend some time talking about Nick Saban. I do want to get into what might happen with Alabama. And that there's just a lot to do. But we got a couple of folks who've been waiting here on the phone line. So let's go ahead and talk to them first. I want to talk about Nick Saban because there's some big ramifications that extend past Alabama. I mean, we got to start talking about what happens with some of the recruits and what happens next. But before we do any of that, hey, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Miami and talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dave?
Las Vegas. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm, man, all over the place. You got his own bus.
Who has his own bus in Vegas? Not me,
you,
right?
Man.
Not
you should travel the States, man. Promote the show, man.
You want me to get on a bus and go all across America for people to do what? Just see me in person? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, man. Wave your hand like Miss America.
You want me to walk around and wave my hand like Miss America?
No, bro, we're from the Bronx, man. That's never going to happen. You know, just put it out there and then just let it go over your head. Anyway, I wanted to talk about dynasties. Dynasties did exist in the past. We go back all the way back to John Wooden, all his championships. But then it took another 20 years to replicate that. Same thing with Joe Torre. He leaves New York, and what happened? And they're still trying to come back from that. You know, dynasties is possible, but I don't think they're sustainable. That's all I got, JR. Thanks, man. Have a good night. Well, enjoy your time.
Thank
out
you.
There, man.
Well, thank you so much, Dave, for calling for my. Yeah, a dynasty is not sustainable. That's why it's a dynasty. Because it's like you're only going to have such a finite amount of time where you have all of this success. And so looking at someone like Bill Belichick, who coaches for 24 seasons, wins 6 championships, I'd venture to say nobody listening to the sound of my voice, I don't care how old you are, you will probably not experience something like that in your lifetime ever again. I mean, and we can look at other sports. Take a look at the Golden State Warriors. So I can look at Steph Curry and Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. You can consider them a dynasty. That dynasty looks to be done. You could thank Draymond for kicking people in the nuts. That's one of the main reasons. But the fact is, whether you happen to be the Chicago Bulls, the New York Yankees, the Golden State Warriors, you happen to be the New England Patriots, nothing lasts forever. Welcome to the story of life. I think people who are alive long enough, you realize that, man, what you had and it was good, ain't nothing lasting forever. That's not how the world works. I'm sorry. I wish I had a better answer, but no, nothing lasts forever. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Dan in Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Hey, speaking of the Packer Nation, it's great being on house money. And for a lot of years, even when Mike McCarthy was coach, we had the better team. And, you know, we had to have heartbreak. It's great being on the other end. And I don't care how it ends. As a Packer fan, I am so satisfied with the season. But it's great being on the other end where we could be the spoilers, where in the past we had the heartbreak of, you know, Eli Manning coming into the Green Bay or Kaepernick or Mike Vick. Yeah, it's like, you know, and it's funny how McCarthy was part of a lot of those. So as a Packer Nation, we're hoping, well, maybe it's a McCarthy thing. Maybe he just runs into the buzzsaw, you know, and maybe this is the year where we can be the spoiler.
You got some high hopes here for the Green Bay Packers, yeah, getting ready to take on Dallas. Why do you got some high hopes? If I were a Green Bay Packers fan, I'd be happy right now with what the hell is going on. Aaron Rodgers is making all types of terrible jokes and getting cursed out by Jimmy Kimmel. And then you got a quarterback who's his first real foray into the league. He's throwing 30-plus touchdowns. Like, I would be happy with where the Packers are. You got a QB. But, yeah, if you beat the Cowboys, yeah, everybody would appreciate that. But you got to appreciate what's taking place so far, you know?
Oh, yeah, I do. And I do. No matter what the score is, if we lose, I'm still satisfied. It's like I said, we're on house money. So but, you know, it's nice being on this end and not and being the underdog for once. The Cowboys are better in every aspect. They're better in offense, defense, and special teams. So we are not supposed to win this game. But,
without a shot of a doubt.
Given Sunday.
But you bring up a good point, and thank you, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. Can you imagine if the Green Bay Packers beat the Dallas Cowboys in a wild card round? First of all, Mike McCarthy is going to get the boot. Like, they're going to fire Mike McCarthy if he loses. Jerry Jones won't wait until the game is done to step out onto the field and tell him, man, you out of here. I don't know, Schottenheimer or Dan Quinn, one of these two dudes, will go ahead and take over. But the Packers? For the Packers to be the team, to knock out Mike McCarthy? Mike McCarthy is cooked. And when he stands on the sidelines, I have never seen a head coach in my life. He looks like he's sweating. It's like he has a feeling that Jerry Jones is going to walk behind him during the game, tap him on the shoulder, and tell him just to go out there and take a hike. And Mike McCarthy, yeah, we got seven openings right now in the NFL, 7 open positions, 7 vacancies in the league. Well, look, we might have 8 come Monday if Mike McCarthy loses. Jerry Jones ain't going to waste no time in getting rid of him. Not by any stretch. And, you know, we spoke about Robert Kraft in the last break and why he got rid of Bill Belichick and what have you. And talking about choosing coaches, Robert Kraft isn't exactly Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones might do, I don't know, some old racist things from a long time ago. Robert Kraft wants to go to the massage parlor But Robert Kraft did say what the hell he's looking for in his next head coach. Take a listen to this.
You know, we're looking for someone who can help us get back to the playoffs and win. And that's, believe me, after my family, this is really one of the two most important assets in my life. And I am very upset when we don't win games, and it carries the whole week. So I promise you I'll be focused to do what I can, the best I can do to make sure we're putting ourselves in the best long-term position to win for many years.
Ryan, did this, why he sound like that? Is he did he just leave the massage parlor? Why he sound like that, Ryan?
He might have. I mean, we know before big events, that's where his place, you know, for the pregame, if you will, is.
That's what we call it, the pregame? That's what we call it now?
Well, yeah. Okay. PG, you know, family friendly, we'll call it the pregame.
The pregame. Yeah, pregame with Robert Kraft.
You know, before the game, that you got to make sure are not there come game time.
Relief of the nerves.
Yes, there we go.
It makes all the sense in the world. Well, he did talk about why and what he's looking forward to. And despite getting rid of Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft says he hopes that he finds a lot of success wherever the hell he ends up. Listen to this.
It'll be difficult to see him in a cutoff hoodie on the sideline, but I will always continue wish him continued success, except when he's playing our beloved Patriots.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, where Bill Belichick goes, I have no idea. Just go to Los Angeles, go coach for the Chargers, go out there, connect with Justin Herbert. You know, there's so many talks and rumors. Oh, Belichick to the Falcons, Falcons to Belichick. Look, man, if Belichick coaches the Falcons, how long is he sticking around? And then the most important question is, who the hell is throwing the ball? It ain't going to be Desmond Ridder. It's not going to be Heinicke. Who are you getting to throw the ball? Yeah, Bill Belichick had a lot of success, a crap ton of it, because of Tom Brady. But if you don't got somebody to throw the ball, you are not winning in the NFL. We are so far gone of the days of, man, you just got to have defense and you can have an okay quarterback. Like, that's over, man. If you ain't throwing the rock, if you're not moving the chains, it's not going down. I mean, we in the world right now where running backs are glorified slot receivers. You got the Alvin Kamaras, the Christian McCaffreys, who don't just double or just don't operate by running the ball. They got to catch it, too. And so, man, Bill Belichick, go see Justin Herbert. I don't know any other team that has an opening that also has a quarterback who I don't want to say has Hall of Fame potential. I think that's off on Justin Herbert, but he certainly has potential to drive you deep into the playoffs. Unfortunately for Justin Herbert, he's missed out on what a lot of dudes and teams would want. And that's a head coach who's not going to blow a game or not forget how many timeouts they have or let the clock run at the end of a game. Justin Herbert has been saddled with Anthony Lynn, who didn't know what a clock was. It looked like he tried to manage NFL games with an abacus. And then you got Staley, who was no better. Get Justin Herbert, Bill Belichick, and then let me know what happens from there. Chris is calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, what's up, Chris?
And teams would want. And that's a head coach who's not going to blow a game or not forget how many timeouts they have. Or let the clock run at the end of the game. Justin Herbert has been saddled with Anthony Lynn, who didn't know what a clock was. It looked like he tried to manage NFL games with an abacus. And then you got Staley, who was no better.
What is Chris doing? Hey, Ryan, what happened? I ended up talking to what's that guy about? Am I a mirror?
Like Inception. Listening to yourself.
Yeah, I don't know what that. He's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. What else could he be doing, right?
Hopefully get a better phone connection.
Do they got Wi-Fi towers out in Tulsa?
I believe so. I hope so.
They used to have Black Wall Street. They used to tearing things down. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's for anybody who actually has a cell phone tower in their town or their neighborhood. And I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to talk about Nick Saban. He is gone. We'll talk about some of the dudes who will not take his job over at Alabama. And then we also got some words. Speaking of quarterbacks, I told you about Justin Herbert, right? Well, the Bears, they are a team that has been looking for a quarterback for quite some time. But are they going to keep Justin Fields? Are they going to move on? We have so much more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Nick Saban momentarily. But before we do any of that, I got to let you know, you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone. AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we listened to one coach who decided to call it a wrap. I was not on the air yesterday, traveling around. I'm live from Las Vegas today. And so one of the things that I missed that I know you, Ryan, discussed is the exit of Nick Saban. And I don't want to call this abrupt, because how abrupt can it be when you're now in your early 70s? It's kind of, I don't want to say ridiculous, but it was only a couple of seasons ago where they gave Nick Saban a contract that's going to take him to the year 2030. Like, what are we doing? We got another Joe Paterno here. And so Nick Saban stepped down yesterday. That was a little bit more of a shock than what took place with Bill Belichick. And Nick Saban has done the media rounds, and he sat down with ESPN, and he's given his explanations as to why he decided to call it a wrap. And so, you know what? Let's take a listen to Nick Saban on ESPN on why he decided to retire right now.
I actually thought that in hiring coaches, recruiting players, that my age started to become a little bit of an issue. People wanted assurances that I would be here for 3 years, 5 years, whatever, and it got harder and harder for me to be honest about. And to be honest, this last season was grueling. It was a real grind for us to come from where we started to where we got to. Took a little more out of me than usual. And, you know, when people mentioned the health issue, it was really just the grind of, can you do this the way you want to do it? Can you do it the way you've always done it and be able to sustain it and do it for the entire season? And if I couldn't make a commitment to do that in the future, the way I think I have to do it, I thought maybe this was the right time based on those two sets of circumstances that, like I said, there's never a good time. But I thought maybe this was the right time.
Yeah, come on. Like, he explained a little bit more. NFL head coach, and he was in the NFL. Sorry, Nick Saban, he have all that much success there with the Dolphins. That was a disaster. But whether you're in the NFL, you're in college, early mornings, late nights. Nick Saban does have a wife. He has a family. I mean, to think about the grind that he's going through on a day-to-day basis, year-round, I'm not mad at him for calling it a wrap. And there have been rumors that, you know, maybe he's in ill health. There have been rumors. I got folks telling me from Tuscaloosa, they're like, oh, maybe his wife isn't in the best health. Maybe this is why Nick Saban decided to walk away. Maybe he just got hit with the reality that man, I thought I was going to last until 2030. What? And he's just like, I can't do it no more. But he also clarified, I'm in good health, and that's not why I stepped away. Listen to Nick Saban.
There's no illness, mystery. He's fine. I'm fine. But it was the, can you sustain the season? You know, from just a mental grind standpoint. And I, you know, when I was young, you know, I could work till 2 a.m, get up at 6 and be there the next day and be full of energy and go for it. But when you get a little older, that gets a little tougher. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. You doing this at 72 and you're yelling at a bunch of teenagers? Like, who got the time to wake up and do that? We got people who have kids. They might have one kid. They don't want to deal with one teenager, let alone a group of 100 of them. Nick Saban's had enough. And if we look at college sports and college athletics, it's changed so much over the past few years. Name, image, and likeness. We got teams switching conferences. I mean, teams out of the Pac-12. It's now the Pac-2 as we got schools going into the Big Ten. Like, there's so many changes. Like, even if we take a look at basketball, college basketball, where's some of the legends? Where the hell is Coach K? Like, Ryan, what is Coach K? He's sitting around doing a podcast like everybody else, right?
That's right, in the media now.
He's sitting around in the media. You got Roy Williams is gone. I mean, it's just, it's not the same. And like I said, it's nice to have some new blood out here. And if you think about the season that Nick Saban had to go out, it's not like he went out on top. It's not like he left with another national championship. He got 7 total, 6 of them coming out of playing or coaching Alabama. Excuse me. This season, it started off like it was over. This season, Nick Saban had no idea who was going to be his starting quarterback. He had to go back and forth before he gave Milroe the ball at the end of the year and said, hey, man, you take us all the way. It wasn't until they beat Georgia, the Bulldogs, that they were actually in the college football playoff. Not the greatest of seasons, didn't have the greatest of starts, but how they finished is to be admired. And so Nick Saban, he also gave credit to his players this year because he said that this year, yeah, a little tougher than most.
I think that my role was a little different this year. I was more involved with the defense, had to be more involved with the defense. That took a little more time, put a little more stress, you know, on me, made me feel like maybe I wasn't doing as good a job as I needed to in other parts of our team. And I just have a high standard for how I do things. And if I don't feel like I'm living up to that standard, I'm really disappointed. I wasn't disappointed in the season. I wasn't disappointed in the team. I wasn't disappointed in the players. In fact, this team was fun to coach. It was they came a long ways, and I was really proud, you know, of the way everybody bought in and did what they did to have the success that we had. But at the same time, I felt like I could have done a better job if I was younger.
You know what I appreciate? Somebody who knows when to move on. And I'm not just talking about retirement. I'm not talking about the end of your career or your job or now you need a golden parachute to move on. I appreciate anybody who has the awareness to just go, it's time for me to walk away. It was only but a couple of years ago where Nick Saban agreed to coach this damn team until 2030 for about $12.5 million for almost the next decade. Like, let's think about that. But he decided to walk away. Like, how much more damn money does Nick Saban need? Are he going to buy an extra boat? Or is he going to travel the world? Is he building a spaceship? I think he is set for the rest of his life. And I think his family, generations are going to be set forever for a very, very long time. And so I give Nick Saban credit for walking away. But this does have major implications for Alabama. Who the hell is going to be the next coach? I mean, every single season, you're expecting Alabama to come out of the SEC, stomp on some other team's heads. You expect them to have the best recruits. We already seen or have seen a couple of recruits decide to leave. And that's what happens. A lot of cases, the recruits out of high school, they ain't showing up because they love the school. They love the campus. They're showing up because of the commitment that they got from that head coach. We've seen this a lot already with Deion Sanders. Why the hell were so many recruits saying, I'm going to Boulder, Colorado? I don't think they were going to freeze their ass off. I think they were going so they could actually be amongst one of the greatest football players of all time. Part of Nick Saban's job isn't just to coach the football players. It's to actually make money for the program. And we see this. College football coach might as well be the CEO of the entire program because it's his job to help make money. And in most cases, the football programs, man, they finance so much other crap. My apologies to rowing and swimming, my bad. But they finance a lot of the other athletic programs and whatever the hell else is going on. And so in Nick Saban, this isn't just a loss from a football perspective. Alabama, they could be losing some bread. Alabama might not necessarily get the same matchups on television. And you know what? Let's also keep in mind, Alabama wasn't always sitting on top of the world. Shout outs to Brandy and Mace. There was a point in time where nobody was thinking about Alabama. I mean, if you think about the most successful coaches in Alabama history, you got to think about Bear Bryant, and that's in the 60s and 70s. And you got to go to now and what we've seen with Nick Saban. And so what comes next for Alabama? I can tell you this much. It ain't going to be what they got since this dude took over. And it was a point in time, ironically, when Nick Saban took this job to coach Alabama, he was swearing up and down to everybody when he was still coaching the Miami Dolphins that he wasn't going to leave, that Nick Saban wasn't going to leave the NFL, that he was going to stick around with the Dolphins, that he was not going nowhere. And what happens? He moves back into college and he has some of the biggest successes. He is the most successful coach that we have seen here over the past 25 years. So, yeah, I guess he lied when he was with the Dolphins, but I don't think you want to take away anything that he's done over the last 20, 25 years. Shout outs to Nick Saban on his way up on out the door. And Ryan, what you think Nick Saban is going to do now? Are you going to sit at home with his grandkids, or we got to look at him on TV? Like, what you think is next for Nick Saban?
0% chance he's sitting on the dock and driving the boat the rest of his life. I would say TV in all reality. My hope is that he's like, create this position, college football president, run the sport. They need him. He needs them. Perfect marriage.
College football. So what would he work for, the NCAA? Like, what would the college football president do?
Get the sport under wraps. Let's get rules that everyone can agree on. Let's get everyone on a level playing field. I mean, just get some, you know, basically be Roger Goodell. Is he work for the NCAA? I guess maybe. That, you know, maybe not. But you know what? That's, you know what, JR? That's what the NCAA needs. Someone who knows what they're talking about and knows what they're doing. That's, I think that, you know, he himself could save that entire organization right now that's, frankly, on its last limb.
Everybody hates Roger Goodell, and he makes $60 million a year. So, hey, I wouldn't be mad at Nick Saban if he wanted to be hated and make 60. Why not? But we'll see what happens. He got options, and that's what happens when you have success. You got options. Shout-outs to Nick Saban for walking away. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know who else has options? The Chicago Bears got options. What the hell do they do next with Justin Fields? Their general manager, Ryan Poles, spoke. We'll hear what he had to say on the other side of the break. And speaking of options, we're going to talk about some of the coaching options for Alabama as they move forward. We've already had a coach say, I ain't leaving, so don't worry about me.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You can tell, I'm the man. Well, how about that? Nick Saban was the man, and Bill Belichick was the man, and Pete Carroll was the man, and now they're all retired. Not retired. Bill Belichick still wants to coach. We know that Pete Carroll is going to be an advisor. I wonder how long that is going to last. And I think the one dude that we will see or we won't see back on the sidelines would happen to be Nick Saban. And so what happens next at Alabama? I mean, some of the names have already been thrown around as to, you know, who will go ahead and take over. Some of these individuals have a history with Alabama. It feels like every big assistant at some point in time has passed through Tuscaloosa. I mean, we can look at someone like Kirby Smart. How about this? You got to go all the way out west. You think about somebody like Dan Lanning out in Oregon. I mean, there was a point in time where he was on the staff there for Nick Saban. I want to say back in like 2015. And so all the success that he's had with Oregon and the Ducks, and we got to see what happens, you know, in the future with Bo Nix. But the fact is he going to go to Alabama? Well, he didn't waste any time by letting everybody know, in particular, his own athletes. Dan Lanning went on IG and social media, and the Ducks made it clear he's not going anywhere. Listen to his announcement.
Who has goals and aspirations? Raise your hand up. All right, everybody got goals and aspirations. You know how you get those? You be the best where you're at. If that's how you reach goals and aspirations, that's how great things happen. It's not about worrying about the next thing. It's about worrying what's right in front of you, 6 inches right in front of your face. I want to remind you guys what that means. You guys that just got here don't know them, right? But it means something to be an Oregon Duck. Everybody makes what? They all make commitments to things that they're going to do. A lot of starters. The world doesn't have a lot of what? Finishers. We're finishing.
I want to be here in Eugene for as long as Eugene will have me. This place has everything that I could possibly ever want. There's a little bit of a problem in society today with people looking for what's next and where there's an opportunity. And the reality is, you know, the grass is not always greener. In fact, the grass is damn green in Eugene.
Damn. I guess if you make that announcement with Ice Cube playing in the back, it makes it even more official. Shout outs to Dan Lanning. Somebody else who's been through Alabama as their offensive coordinator is Lane Kiffin. And we know right now Lane Kiffin is running the show out at Ole Miss. And then we got some words, a little bit of advice. How about Greg McElroy? He says Lane Kiffin, he says he ain't going to Alabama. This is what he had to tell the good old folks at 94.5 Jocks FM.
Y'all, Kiffin ain't an option. I'm just going to tell you right now. Let's just get out in front of it and just stop. It ain't happening. He burned too many bridges in Tuscaloosa. I know he scored a lot of points. It ain't happening. So it's Lane Kiffin is out. Out. Not an option. Will not have his name vetted. Not an option. So you can remove him. I think Norvell is a very real possibility. And then I wouldn't sleep on some of the other guys that have been mentioned as well, whether it be some combination of Kalen DeBoer, Marcus Freeman.
Listen, folks, I've already got my friends down in Tallahassee. They have reached out. They done hit me up and they're just like, oh, nah, how is this going to be the case? And I know in a lot of spaces, people take a look at the ACC and then they just say to themselves, oh, we're not the SEC. And then you would have somebody like Mike Norvell decide to leave. I have no idea who the next head coach is for Alabama. I don't know who would be the best candidate. I don't, to be honest, yeah, and I get paid to have an opinion. But Nick Saban leaves behind such a shadow that you're going to be hard-pressed. Whoever comes through ain't necessarily filling his shoes, not by any stretch of the imagination. What you had with Nick Saban was special. I mean, we could think about the gap between Bear Bryant and six championships and then what we got out of Nick Saban. That's once in a lifetime. And that's not to say Alabama's going to fall into the toilet. That will not be the case. They're still going to go out there and be competitive. But we've seen over the past few years, even with Nick Saban, you've had other teams catch up. The Georgia Bulldogs have finally put in their 2 cents and they've had success. And so I want to say the playing field has been leveled just a little bit. And with Nick Saban gone, I expect things to remain a status quo. Alabama will still be out there competing for national championships, but they're no longer the super top dog at the top of the heap. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. you sure are being hard on Alabama. I want to start this off by, we did win a national championship with Stallings. If you can remember, we took down a 14-point favorite, Miami, with the best play I never even saw when they stole the candy from the baby. Teague did that, or whoever did it. And Copeland and Curry destroyed Miami's best of the best. So you're hard on the coach. Now, yes, we're lucky.
Hold on, Brian. Please tell me, you said I'm hard on Alabama, and then you said I've been hard on the coach. So explain, what did I say specifically that leads you to say such a thing?
Let's go back to the Bear. He last had championship in 78, 79, and he coached in 1983. So I'm not correcting it. I'm just saying.
No, I didn't ask you that. No, I didn't ask you that. I asked you. No, hold on. You said that I've been hard on Alabama and that I've been hard on the coach. I'm not asking you about the history of who won what in six championships here and six championships there. I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you what I said that leads you to say what you said.
Well, you said that they almost did nothing between the Bear and Nick Saban, but we did. We won a championship.
No, what I said is that when you have the success that they had, to have one guy who's won six championships and another guy who wins six championships, it's hard to go out there and put together that stretch of success. That's what I said.
Oh, I agree with you completely, 100%. Yes. But I do want all your listeners to know, go back in time. We're from Alabama, and we bleed crimson all the way back to the red sticks and white sticks that Andrew Jackson tried to wipe out, and back to the days when we took down Hernando de Soto and all his men with sticks. Bring a big stick if you want to take on the Tide.
Okay, I didn't know if we were getting ready for war or we're getting ready to play football. Oh, my God. Please, do me a favor. What does that have to do with anything? Is Alabama, is every human being in the state going to go play for the Crimson Tide? Now, I get homerism. I get that. Sometimes you got to come to reality. Like, Alabama is not what it used to be, even with Nick Saban there. I just explained that. I mean, that's a prime example of, you know, people here. In most cases, they only hear what they want to hear. You tell me in any other case in time in Alabama's history, I ain't talking about the state, I ain't talking about wars or Spain, I ain't talking about none of that crap. I'm talking about football. You tell me, besides the two dudes that I mentioned in Bear Bryant and also taking a look here at Nick Saban, you tell me when they had the biggest successes. It's been those two dudes. It's flat and it's period. That's not to discount any of the other championships. But if you got to take a look at some of the other coaches that come by, things have not been all glamorous throughout the course of their history. And so when you walking away, or when one of the biggest coaches and names is walking away, I'm supposed to believe that things are going to get better? Do we got to take a walk through history here, just in sports in general? You want to go through some dynasties? Like, when the main dudes walk away, it's over. Like, we're staring one of those in the face right now with the Golden State Warriors. Like, they legitimately might have to have a conversation with Steph Curry and say, hey, man, we suck right now. We don't think we're going to win or compete. Do you want to stay? Do you want to leave? Like, those are the conversations to be had. I mean, you think about the New York Yankees and their dynasty. Man, yeah, they've always won games, but when they were really winning in the late 90s or early 2000s, you get to a point where it's just like, okay, now it's over. And now here we are in 2023, 2024. Yankee fans haven't seen a championship since 2009, and it's almost like it's their birthright. Nothing lasts forever. If that was the case, then Alabama would just automatically be getting championships every single year. That's not the way the world works. You got to have ups. You got to have downs. It's all about balance. We talked to earlier on in the show, Armando Salguero. Man, we talked about the Rams. I'm surprised the Rams, who just won a championship a couple of seasons ago, they sold their souls to bring in all these talents and all these players to do so. They basically had to start from scratch. We got conversations as to whether or not Sean McVay is going to stick around as their head coach. And here they are, back in the postseason with 10 victories. And that reset that they were having, it seemed shorter than anything that we thought. Nobody sits on top forever. I mean, we know who the premier teams and leagues and franchises are here in North America. You could talk about the Alabamas and the Yankees of the world, the Lakers, the Celtics, the Dodgers. Like, we know the premier sports brands. We know the teams that people gravitate towards, the ones that have had success. Nobody does it, and nobody wins every single year. It don't happen that way. Sometimes you got to appreciate what you got. Don't be so damn defensive next time. Hey, Ryan, what are your thoughts? Alabama's come back to earth just a little bit over the past couple of seasons. I expect them to kind of do the same into the future. They'll be good, but they're not going to be steamrolling everybody every year.
I'm with you 100%. Dynasty is dead. I mean, I would argue we may never see another dynasty in college football again with the new rules, but definitely Alabama's dynasty is dead because no one is coming in, no matter what coach you hire. Pick whatever one you want. No one's coming in and picking up where Nick Saban left off because no other coach has been able to accomplish the level of success for the amount of time he's been able to do it in the history of the sport. It's not going to happen.
It's tough doing, man. This goes to recruiting. This goes to filling out the rest of his coaching staff. I don't care who comes in. Like Nick Saban, man, he could just say, hey, Bill O'Brien, what you doing? Oh, you suck in Houston? They hate your guts? Hey, come on out here. Yeah, maybe you can't run a franchise in the NFL, but you can certainly come this way and help me run an offense here in college. And these are accomplished dudes. And so whether or not you go on to continue to coach in college, whether you go on to the NFL, like Nick Saban went to the NFL and it worked out for him, you know, in Miami. Coaching is going to be difficult, not going to be the same. Bringing in recruits is not going to be the same. It's going to be even more difficult now with the transfer portal. And Nick Saban made it very clear. Like, one of the reasons that I'm leaving, let's put this to bed. It's not because I didn't want to deal with the changing landscape of college football, because if I got to think about what took place in college basketball, Boeheim, Williams, Krzyzewski, a lot of it took place when the players had a little bit more power and a little bit more say so in what they did with their careers. And Nick Saban wanted to make it very clear, name, image, and likeness and player empowerment did not run me out of the building. He wanted to make that point very clear. Very clear. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Let me make it clear to you, I'm going to be back on the other side of the break, and we're going to discuss quarterbacks, the guys who actually play on the field, not the ones that are coached. We don't know what the hell is going on with the quarterback situation in Chicago, and then out in Austin, in Texas, I think they know what's going on with their quarterback situation. It makes me think about what's going to happen to Arch Manning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone. And with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked. Temperature set. Lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.